There have been a good many changes in Wagner's Walk since the 18th century, when the men who gave their name to the walk paused on the way up the hill to Hampstead to refresh their horses at the trough and themselves at the inn. The area has long since been engulfed by the sprawl of London, but something of the village atmosphere remains. Of course, not many of the inhabitants are Londoners by birth. Most have come from all corners of the country to live and work here. Like the girl who's just stepped out of the taxi in this, the first episode called Moving Pictures.
Thanks a lot. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, miss. Must have been some party.
It was.
Morning.
Morning.
Start the gear.
Thanks.
Usual order.
Grief, I don't know. What do we usually have?
Top flat. 2 pints.
Fine. Oh, no, I better have an extra one. There's 3 of us now.
Here you are, then. You want to hitch that skirt up?
I shall. Once I shut the front door. Hi, Rusty.
Morning, Tracy.
Oh, out late too.
You're up early, working.
I better watch it, baby, or you'll lose that schoolboy freshness.
Oh, Belter.
See you. I'm back. Home with the milk, literally.
Just for a change.
Oh, going to work on an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Do I detect a note of disapproval?
What happened this time? Missed the last two?
How'd you guess? I could have got a lift with some lechy lawyer in a neat-out jag, but I know what that would have meant, a fight to the death on Hampstead Heath, and frankly, I didn't feel up to it.
So?
I plumped for a solitary sofa in South Kent. Satisfied?
Was it a good party?
Well, it wasn't the orgy to end all orgies. No hanging from the curtain rails or passing on the pot, but it was fun while it lasted.
Tracy, who's going to carry the can if anything happens to you?
Oh, Lynn, you sound more like Mum every day. I can take care of myself. Hey, I got an extra pint. How's that for initiative?
The fridge is full of milk, love.
Well, Barbara will get through it. She seems to drink the stuff as if she was hooked. Probably why she looks so wholesome.
Hey, shut up. She'll hear you.
There's nothing wrong in being wholesome. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, morning, Barbara.
Hi.
Is he well?
Like a top. I've got used to the bed now.
Oh, good.
I just wondered if either of you wanted to use the bathroom.
No, you go ahead, love.
Be our guest.
Oh, well, thanks. I might as well go on down, then.
She's so polite, isn't
well,
she?
Well, it makes a change.
See the look she gave me.
Oh, she's probably not used to ball gowns at breakfast.
Maybe she had a sheltered upbringing.
Ha ha, listen who's talking. But I like her.
A bit square, though.
Well, who isn't by your standards? She's punctual, tidy, and quiet. And in my book, that makes her the ideal flatmate. The Vaughans seem to have taken to her, too.
Well, she's the type old people dig.
Well, it's just as well. Another one like you, and we'd probably get our notice.
Who from? Rupert?
You must have some breakfast, Rupert.
Well, I'm having a cup of coffee, Gran. And do me a favour, Rusty, not Rupert.
Well, I really don't see what's wrong with Rupert. It's a fine name.
Yeah, for teddy bears.
I'm afraid you're fighting a losing battle, Rusty.
Oh, no, I'll try to remember if that's what he wants.
Well, I'll be off now, then.
9 o'clock lecture?
No, I've got some stuff to do up in the studio.
Oh, not those posters again.
Yeah, well, I want to finish them by tonight.
But you were working on them all last night.
What are they for, Rusty?
It's to do with that sit-in.
Oh, Rupert, Rusty, do you really think it's sensible to get involved in that sort of thing?
Well, it's only right we should have a say in the running of things. The place is a flipping autocracy at present. And nothing alters if you just bury your head.
That's true enough.
Yes, it's just that I do so hate all this militancy and mud-throwing. Goodness knows it doesn't do much for the student image. But, I mean, look at that.
Hang on, Gran. Look, you've got it all wrong. It's a counter-demo we're organising.
Oh.
But we're not the militants. We're the moderates.
Oh, yeah. You mean you're against this sit-in, or whatever it is?
Yeah, at least. We only want it as a last resort. Consultation, not provocation. That's our slogan.
Yeah, rather long words to get on a poster, though.
Yes, you're dead right. I was all for talk, don't balk, but I got outvoted. Oh, well, I must push off now.
Well, look in before you leave for college, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, dear. I do hope he doesn't overdo it.
Rest is all right. But talking about overdoing it, there's another estimate from the decorators.
Yes?
For the landing room. I suppose it really does have to be redecorated.
Well, of course it does, Oliver. We can't possibly let it again as it is.
Couldn't I try my hand, then?
No, dear. Better done properly or not at all. Yeah. And the sooner we can let it again, the better.
Yeah, preferably to someone who'll stay.
And look after the place. Really, that last man. Cigarette burns on the pelmet. At least the hickeys downstairs are regular in their habits.
Yeah.
And the girls are good.
Thanks to Lynn.
And the new girl seems very nice. Well, shall I go ahead and get the room done then?
Oh, it's your department, my dear. You do what's best.
Oh, enjoy your bath. Oh,
yes, thanks. Lovely.
Oh, post come then.
Yes. Just the one for me. Nothing for you, I'm afraid.
Oh, my mates just ring or land on the doorstep.
Is he missing you then? Pardon?
Don't tell me you didn't leave a lovesick lad up there.
Not really. It's from my great aunt.
Great, have you got one of those?
Oh, it's not so strange. After all... Oh, hello. Oh, this is odd.
What is?
Why on earth is she doing that for?
Difficult to say.
Oh, sorry. She says she's sending one of her pictures down to me.
So?
But great aunt parting with one of her pictures. So she wants me to get it cleaned.
People do, you know.
Yes, but why go to all this trouble? I mean, I don't mind, but why?
Perhaps she can't get it done up in Yorkshire.
Of course she can. They're as good up there as anything here.
Oh, I don't know. Mind you, she has always been a bit, you know, snobby about things.
Like when I started school, and she wanted Mum to bring me to London to get me fitted out.
Like a boat.
What?
Skip it. Oh, not that we see all that much of her. Only when one of us is summoned to Harrogate.
Oh, heck, she's like that, is she? She is a bit formidable.
And she lives in a Hammerfilm-type mansion full of creaking doors and Victoriana.
Well, she certainly got a lot of junk.
Hey, come to think of it, you're in luck.
Hmm?
You won't have to cart her old painting up to Bond Street or anywhere like that. There's a place in the village, practically opposite.
That cleans pictures,
cleans them, frames them, restores them, anything. Little shop tucked away in the corner next to the general stores. You probably noticed it. Well, no, you probably haven't. Hasn't had a coat of paint for about 300 years.
No, I don't think I have.
You practically have to brush away the cobwebs to get through the door. It's straight out of Dickens.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Are you sure it's all right? Great aunt can afford the best.
Oh, sure. You don't want to be put off by appearances. The Skinners are a pretty eccentric old couple, but they know their job.
That's where I'll go, then.
Oh, yeah. When's it coming?
Oh, search me. According to this, it's been on its way for days. Any time now, I suppose.
Oh, good. Well, Lynn's gone to work, I'm off to bed, so it's all yours, isn't it? Help yourself to what you want. Night.
Oh, and won't Mrs. Hickey be up to clean later?
She'll just have to hoover round me. Won't be the first time. Besides, it'll give them something to talk about in the basement.
It's not nice, Stan.
Hey?
I say it's not nice.
What is it?
Lying there in her skanties.
Oh, well, that's her, isn't it? I mean, that's her all over.
I still say it's not nice. How am I expected to clean up with someone in the bed there? Bed's private.
Nothing's private where that one's concerned.
Oh, do stop that, Stan Lee.
What?
That gives me the goose pimples.
Well, it's the only way to shine, isn't it? Spit and polish.
Well, it's all spit with you, isn't it?
Well, I haven't got to the polished stage yet, have I?
Well, those shoes haven't got no shine left in them.
They've been down yet?
Eh?
The newspapers, are they down yet?
Oh, I don't know, do I?
Well, they should be here by now.
Well, go and look then.
I'm busy.
Oh, and I'm idle, I suppose. Oh, all right, I'll go.
Yes, these shoes have got another 5 years in them.
The Vonsies are here.
Good.
Oh, a bit soggy, though.
Ah, they'll soon dry out.
Oh, I wish they took ones with pictures in.
Well, they don't, do they? Can't be choosy, can we?
Couldn't we buy just one ourselves, Stanley? I've always fancied the mirror.
Look, girl, I've told you before, I ain't paying 5 pence a day for a few flimsy pages that'll end up full of potato peel. Hello, what's this then? British Railway van.
Oh, what's that doing here?
Delivering something, isn't it? I mean, usually, loaf. I wonder if it's for us.
Who'd send us anything?
I don't know till I've looked, do I? Yes, were you wanting something, Jack?
Oh, Miss Billy Watling. And he says Vaughan and Dixon on the door here. You got a Watling down the basement?
No, we have not. It'll be the new tenant upstairs. You want the Dixon bell.
Oh, Tom.
Sizable package, you.
Yeah.
Quite weighty, I dare say.
Telling me. Top flat, you say?
Yeah.
sign here, will you?
Yeah, okay.
So, shall we need it at home with it then, won't she?
Hey, sure. Hey, wait a minute. Steady now. Little to the left.
All right. I've got it.
I like his cheek. Easy. Delivery man's supposed to deliver, isn't he? Not just dump something on the doorstep. Oh dear,
was that your elbow?
My shin against the corner there.
Oh, never mind. Only one more floor now. Right. I think we can ease it out now.
All right, then. Here goes. Oh!
What is it?
A nail.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That'll need attention, you know, that will.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid I've been an awful nuisance. It's nearly out now.
Oh, steady then, steady. Right, well, that's it then, isn't it?
Oh, I think against the bookcase there would be the best place,
against
don't
the
you?
Bookcase. Mm. Right. Now, let's have a look at it. Oh, yeah.
What on earth's going on? Oh, hello, Miss Iggy. I thought you were a burglar.
Did you?
Oh, sorry. Did we wake you up? We were getting the picture unpacked.
It's arrived, then. Your great aunt's heirloom.
Well, yes.
It's one of your old masters, isn't it?
Let's have a deco.
Old-fashioned picture.
Crikey, no wonder she wants it clean. Can hardly see what it's supposed to be.
I know what you mean.
Well, it's clear enough to me what it is. It's a portrait, isn't it? It's a portrait of an old lady. Anyone can see that.
Yeah, not much else.
Yeah, we used to have one like that, you know. Me and Alice.
Oh, really? Mr. Skinner will have it good as new in no time.
I hope so.
But Alice got rid of it. Fetched a fiver, I think. Great one for throwing things away, is Alice.
Why don't you take it over now, love?
Right away?
Yes, why not?
Well, I suppose I could.
Super opportunity. Why, you've got a helping hand.
Aye.
You might as well get shot of it now as later.
Well, I'd better be getting on down then, hadn't I?
Mr. Hickey.
Don't press it on.
Mr. Hickey.
What?
Would you mind awfully?
There you are, then. Shop's over there. Little dark one with the frames in the window.
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, you better take the picture then, hadn't you?
Oh, what?
Hurry on, nice. You see, I've got to get a bit of shut-eye before I go to work.
Oh, well, that's all right. I can manage. I think. Can you tell me if there's anything coming, though? Any traffic, Mr. Hickey? I can't see with this thing. Oh, well. Oh, sorry. I know the card says closed, but you're not actually shut, are you? You see, I just want to... Hold on, can I put it down? Oh. I know I'm being a nuisance, but... perhaps I could just leave it with you and come back later. Oh, please, could I? I was only just in time, you know, at the picture framers. Young man was just closing for lunch.
Young man?
Yes. Good grief. That's it. They've got an assistant at last.
Oh, they must have.
He was very helpful, too.
Oh, gosh, I've just remembered.
What? In all that rush, what with him wanting to go to lunch and everything, I forgot to ask when it would be ready. Oh, I have to pop back this afternoon.
Oh, well, I've got to go out again later anyway. Lynn's left me a list of shopping and that about a mile long. Let me look in at Skinner's.
Oh, please. No, that's all right.
But I want to see him. Love, this is going to make my day. About time we had some new talent in the village.
Oh, really? She's the bitter end. Well, what time does she go out, then?
Soon after four.
Typical Tracy. She's got all day to do it in, and she has to leave it till the 11th hour.
Oh, at last.
I say, Barbara... Oh, gosh, you back already, Lynn?
It is 6 o'clock.
Is it, really?
Is something the matter, Tracy?
I suppose there is. Barbara, it was the Skinners you took your picture to, wasn't it?
Of course it was the Skinners you took it to.
Yes, why?
I've just been there. Oh, I suppose I got about as much sense out of them as you ever get out of the Skinners, but...
What's happened?
Well, he says he hasn't got the painting. And what's more, there isn't any young man either.